Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's, home of the $5 Biggie Bag. Austin Price is with VolQuest.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Austin Priceless. He joins us twice a week. And Chad, you and I were discussing earlier, when we have a veteran QB that doesn't seem to be able to survey the field very well or make the right decisions in critical moments, no matter who's the backup, it may be time to see a younger player, especially playing Chattanooga.
Well, in Austin, you know, we heard this a lot about Josh Dobbs before he started playing as a freshman, that he just wasn't getting it in practice. He wasn't ready. But he got out there against Alabama, I think it was, and he made some plays because the kid was a gamer. Do you take the chance on one of these other guys just to see if they are, in fact, a gamer as well?
What, would I start one of them or play them?
Would you, either one.
I would not start either one. Now, would I play them Saturday? I would. I think it's important to me to get both those guys some action coming up on Saturday. And, you know, I do think that, you know, it sometimes it helps to kind of watch from the sidelines. You pick up on things. You start to see things a little bit better. And maybe that happens with Jarrett Garantano. You know, I would definitely not start them. I understand that it's kind of always the sexy thing to do is, you know, the back, everybody's favorite player is the backup quarterback. But, you know, as Pruitt said today, and as we've alluded to, you know, for several months, you know, behind Jarrett Garantano is just a lot of unknowns, inexperience, and just, you know, just a lot of just raw ability from both J.T. Stroud, who's got a live arm, and then Brian Maurer, who's more of an athlete, but not as good of a thrower.
Austin, you were not pleased with the reaction in the locker room and the way Tennessee looked effort-wise, energy-wise in that first game. And then talking to players in the locker room afterward, you weren't pleased with that either. What was the response like after this gut-wrenching loss on Saturday where Tennessee played a lot better and with a lot more energy but still found a way to lose? And how did that response maybe compare to after week one?
Well, totally different. Saturday was more like it's been for the last for the better part of the last decade, or when you know, a lot of gut-wrenching losses to the point, Chad, where, you know, the players just seem kind of numb. You know, I think they were in shock after Georgia State. This is just kind of just another gut punch. You know, the way you lose, you know, in this game when, you know, as we all saw the stat, you know, 99% or whatever it was, that Tennessee's chances to win with 16 seconds to go. I mean, just, you always talk about, you know, teams that kind of find a way to lose games like that. Tennessee's kind of morphed themselves into that program in recent years. They find ways to lose these games. You know, they should come out and get a W in, and they're going to have to find a way to claw themselves out. You know, I was, you know, on Birmingham radio an hour ago, and they're talking to me about, you know, can Tennessee get the 6 wins? And I'm like, that's really far-fetched right now. Tennessee's just trying to get the 1 win.
How puzzling is the play of Garantano right now when you watch him, Austin, considering all the talk of the offseason about how we heard that he was making strides with Jim Chaney and with this system?
Well, it's very surprising. You know, I don't know if you felt like he was just going to be worlds better, but I definitely felt like Jim Chaney was going to put him in a position to be successful, you know, put him in spots where he's going to get, you know, his playmakers the ball. And a lot of confidence-type plays. You know, not everything has to be, you know, you don't have to play the game like, you know, all of us played Madden or NCAA growing up, or we're just chucking it deep every play. You can have some, you know, some real confidence-type drives where, you know, you short passes to get the ball to the playmakers, and then, you know, you pick your spots where you hit it deep. I thought, you know, Chaney was going to do a really good job with that. I thought JG was going to thrive. JG has struggled through 2 weeks. It's really baffling to me to see him make some throws he's made. I mean, you go back to the interception You know, I mean, he has, you know, Eric Gray coming out of the backfield wide open in what would have probably been a play that, you know, likely ends up a first down, but at worst, you get the tackle short of the sticks, you punt it away, BYU's got to drive the ball 75 yards. You got Palmer at the top of the screen, at the top of the play, wide open because his defender, you know, fell down. JG forces it into triple and quadruple coverage. It gets picked off, short field, boom, boom, touchdown, and all of a sudden it changed the, you know, the complexion of the game quite a bit. So you throw in a couple other instances where, you know, he threw balls that could have easily been picked off. You throw in that play from the first game where that penalty in the end zone negates an interception by Georgia State and what was just an atrocious throw. You know, he's Tennessee's best option, but right now he's not playing very good, and they've got to find a way to get him out of this funk, or Tennessee's going to struggle to do anything that matters in 2019.
Have you heard from recruits after these two losses and just conversations about what they've thought?
Well, I talked to Harrison Bailey on Sunday morning, and Harrison, you know, I guess, you know, he's a very polished kid. He's done interviews for a long, long time, Jonathan, and, you know, he understands that, you know, he's the leader of this class. He understands Tennessee fans want to hear from him. He understands that some of them are clamoring for him to leave Marietta tomorrow and start Saturday against Chattanooga. He is trying to keep this class together. You know, he and Keyshawn Lawrence and Cooper Mays, you know, and then even some guys that they're not, that are not committed, that are constantly around that group, like Tyler Barron and Jay Hardy. You know, all those guys talk. And, you know, as of right now, I don't think it's hurting Tennessee's recruiting class with the guys that are currently committed. Do I think it hurts with guys like Noah Sewell, Sabell Small, Darnell Washington, Eric Gilbert, these five-star type guys that Tennessee's at least put themselves in position with? Yeah, I do. It's hard not to. I mean, when you look at, you know, those players are not committed for a reason. They're wanting to see some of the teams take steps in the right direction. Look at Sabell Small. Out of his top five, two of the five are Tennessee and Florida State.
Mm.
Florida State should be 0-2, and Tennessee is 0-2.
Austin, how do you think Jeremy Pruitt handles the psyche of this team this week? It was clear after week one, coaches, players, everyone needed a kick in the butt. I don't know where they stand after this game. I don't know if they need an arm put around them or another kick in the butt after losing a game that way. How do you think, knowing Jeremy Pruitt and his staff, that they're going to handle things now moving forward as this team tries to prepare for a game they absolutely should win easily on Saturday against Chattanooga, but we know how the absolutely should win easily win in week one?
Privately, I think there's going to be a kick in the butt. Publicly, you know, I would say an arm around him. You know, I mean, like, I think he'll say all the right things. It's kind of like he was talking about his quarterback today, and, you know, he you know, backed his quarterback. Rightfully so, you know, but at the same time, you know, I think privately there's a real, you know, kick in the pants of, okay, come on. Now you watch this play. Now you tell me how you throw that pass right there. And what were you thinking? Tell me what you were thinking, what you were seeing. Because too many times in these first two games, Jarrett has been so locked in on a guy that, you know, he just telegraphed his pass. You know, and I'm not saying he's Aaron Rodgers, but go back to Monday night or to Thursday night football last week, and Aaron Rodgers throws that, you know, deep ball where he's looking totally left and throws it back all the way to the right, down the middle of the field. There's a disconnect there with being so locked in on a guy for some reason. I'm befuddled by JG's first two games. Can he snap out of it? You know, we'll see. Right now, he's kind of in the funk a little bit.
Austin, thank you as always, and we will catch up later this week with you for the VolQuest Report.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Austin Price, twice a week with us. He's brought to you by The Holistic Connection, online at theholisticconnectiontn.com. 615-737-1045, our number, 737-1045, midday 180, served up by Wendy's, home with a $5 biggie bag.